1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. It has been 84 years since a tropical storm has made landfall in California, and a tropical storm watch is now in effect in Southern California as Hurricane Hillary is expected to make landfall in Mexico and head north this weekend. CBS's Carter Evans is along the coast.
This storm will bring high surf and high winds that could create treacherous ocean conditions as early as this weekend. Lifeguards are also warning about the runoff from all the rain. That will likely contaminate the water around the beaches here for days after the storm.
Also, the Southern California deserts are falling under a high risk for flash flooding. The work of recovering remains from the ashes of Lahaina is far from over. CBS's Elizabeth Campbell in Maui.
We talked to a FEMA representative who told CBS News they're finding a lot of people in their beds and a lot of people in their cars. So there's a mix of people who were sleeping and who were trying to get out and couldn't get out in time.
At least 111 people have died in the Maui wildfires. President Biden has made more federal funding available to the state of Hawaii due to the wildfires. The deadline has passed for people to get out of the northern Canadian city of Yellowknife as a massive wildfire approaches. As CBS's Chris Mavridis reports,
thousands of people have driven out of the city on the few roads out. Many more are awaiting emergency evac flights. 20 are scheduled to get out of Yellowknife by Saturday morning. That should clear out all the non-essential residents. The flames are just miles away from the city limits, and with only a small chance of rain in the forecast for this weekend, they worry the capital of the Northwest Territories will be no match for the fast-moving fire. Chris Mavridis, CBS News, Toronto.
A California appeals court has revived lawsuits from two men who allege Michael Jackson sexually abused them for years when they were boys. Details from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
A three-judge panel ruled that Wade Robson's and James Safechuck's lawsuits should not have been dismissed by a lower court 2 years ago. They said the men can legally claim that employees of two companies that were owned by Jackson had a responsibility to protect them. Attorneys for the late singer's estate say the allegations were untrue, and they argued that it didn't make legal sense for Jackson's own employees to be expected to protect children from their boss. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Michael Jackson died in June 2009. Former President Trump will reportedly skip the first Republican presidential candidates debate next Wednesday in Milwaukee and instead sit for an online interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. The New York Times reports the time and platform for the Carlson interview are unclear. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 26 points. NASDAQ closed down 26. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 59. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs around 90. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 68. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Heaney's 0-2 pitch, and Taylor took high with fastball, and it's 1-2. And so if a ball sails into foul territory, maybe a throw that gets away from an infielder, or as we saw with Mark Canna's ground ball that stays inside the bag but then goes into foul territory. 1-2 is high, and it's two balls and two strikes on Taylor. Depending on what it hits, it could hit a post and then could go any number of directions back into the field of play. But if it hits that net, it'll almost just get swallowed up by it or kind of be absorbed by it and maybe not go very far at all. It's a unique feature to this ballpark. Won't come into play often, but can occasionally over the course of a series as Heaney throws over to first and Terang is back in time. And Tyrone spoiled that pitch. A changeup away, and he got a piece of it, found it back. And it stays at 2-2.
Guess you could call those dugout suites, right? They don't have a lid on them either, so that's fully exposed. And the netting that protects the fans and the seats is behind where that dugout suite area is on both sides.
2-2. Tyrone, high fly ball into center. Martinez broke back initially. Now he's racing in. He's going to get there in time to make the catch for the first out of the inning. And there's one away for Christian Yelich. Yeah, we see those dugout suites like that occasionally in some ballparks, and especially in some of the newer ballparks. I don't know that I've seen this much of the real estate at field level used for that, though. It's essentially from halfway down the left field line all the way to maybe 80% of the way down the right field line and everything in between except for the dugouts. Premium seating. Yelich, first pitch swinging, and he fouls it back into the net, and it's 0-1. It must be something about this sports complex in general, because the stadium down the way has a lot of sideline seating like that as well. 0-1. Yelich rolls it foul up the first baseline. It's 0-2.
Where that team from the NFC East plays? The one with the star?
That's the one.
Ah.
No balls and two strikes on Yelich, who's 2-for-2 tonight. Terang gets his lead from first. Heaney brings home the pitch, and Yelich checked on a fastball up and in. It's 1-2. We did not come here with the Brewers when they had the exhibition series here in 21, so this is our first time in this ballpark. Heaney's 1-2 pitch, there goes Terang, lifted into shallow center. Going out is the shortstop, Seager, two steps onto the grass behind the bag at second to record the out for the second out. And here's William Contreras. And Bruce Bochy is making the stroll out to take the ball here from Andrew Heaney, one would think. 84 pitches for Heaney. Clap of the hands, and he takes the baseball from him. And Chris Stratton is going to come in to face the right-handed hitting William Contreras here. U.S. Cellular call, the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular is proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so polka first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Brewers with a runner at first and two outs and a 3-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Chris Stratton coming on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
When you go to fill up your car, choose a fuel that is clean, safe, and affordable. Unleaded 88 checks all those boxes. It's made from Wisconsin corn. It burns cleaner and makes your engine more efficient. Unleaded 88 is safe for your car, and it's cheaper. The next time you fill up, look at the options on your pump and choose Unleaded 88. You'll be helping the environment, Wisconsin farmers, and your pocketbook. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Chris Stratton is on for the Rangers, his 49th appearance of the year, 1-1 with a 3.94 ERA. Terang is at first, two outs, and Contreras the batter. 3-0 Brewers, top of the fourth, and Contreras lifts a fly ball into right center field. Garcia drifting into right center to make the catch. And one pitch and one out, and the side retired for Chris Stratton in the top of the fourth. We go to the bottom of four. 3-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball. Never halfway Hand-Cooked Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PompsTire.com.
Now is your chance at huge savings on all your favorites during Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event. This Saturday at participating locations, the first 300 shoppers will receive a ticket to shop and pop to get anywhere from 10 to 100% off their entire purchase. Fill your cart and pop a balloon at checkout to reveal your savings. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. this Saturday. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time. Trade your broomsticks for bats and gloves on Friday, August 25th at Brewers Harry Potter Night. Presented by Wintrust, Wisconsin's bank. With a special Harry Potter ticket, fulfill your destiny with a Hogwarts house-themed Brewers scarf. Get yours at Brewers.com. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupe and Abraham. Winner, it's free, guaranteed. Hupe and Abraham. 1-800-800-5678. Hupe.com.
The Well, gear up for action at Marvel Superhero Night at the Brewers game this Tuesday. Special ticket. You'll get a seat to the game against the Twins in a Marvel Avengers 60th anniversary Brewers hat presented by Toyota. Get yours at brewers.com. Woodruff out there for the bottom of the fourth inning. He gets Corey Seager to start it up. 3-0 Brewers. A three-run top of the third for the crew. The difference in this game so far tonight. 1-0 pitch to Seager is swung on and fouled straight back into the net. And it's a ball and a strike on the Rangers shortstop. Popped up into right field back in the first inning. He's 0-for-1 in this game tonight. Woodruff's 1-1 pitch. Hit foul at the plate by Seager. And it's 1-2. Got a piece of that. Looked like just above the ankle of Seager on that swing. Goes down and gives his lower calf a little massage. And now climbs back into the box. 1-2 on Seager, who's having a big season this year for the Rangers. Woodruff out of the windup, the pitch, and he missed up and away. It's 2-2. He technically does not qualify for the batting title right now because he's a handful of at-bats shy. He should get there by the end of the year if he stays healthy. 2-2 is hit foul behind home plate. Now to play. Stays at 2-2, but came in tonight hitting .348. He has been such a consistent player since he came up with the Dodgers years ago. Woodruff's 2-2 pitch. And Seager fouls that one off third base side into the third deck. Nice play made by a fan down there in a Robin Yount jersey. And he hands the ball to a young fan in the same section. Good ballpark etiquette from our Brewers fans here tonight. Woodruff brings home the 2-2 pitch, and he missed outside with a changeup. And the count goes full. 3-2 here on Seager. Long look in for Woodruff. And the 3-2 pitch. Got a piece of it, found it straight back into the net. And Seager stays alive. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers, 2 orders of fries for just $16.95. Win, lose, home, away. Visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Here comes the 3-2 pitch again, and it is lined down the right field line. That is a foul ball. Turned a fastball around and pulled it down that right field line, did Seager. Not a lot of foul territory down that right field line, but it was definitely foul. And a good battle continues here as Seager leads off this bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air to the left field side and twisting out of play. Next pitch will be the 11th of this at bat for Corey Seager. If anything, he's making Woodruff expend a lot of energy on the first down of his fourth inning. 3-2. Popped him up. Foul territory. Out of play. Third base side. This one above the Brewers' third base dugout. And boy, what a battle here. Woodruff looking in again. Contreras setting up inside. 3-2 pitch. And he missed inside. He checked his swinging time as well.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And now here is Nathaniel Lowe, who flied to right back in the first inning. Seager gets his lead, and the pitch is a strike. Two-seam fastball right at the very bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. That was a lengthy battle, and Woodruff had to use a lot of bullets on that eventual walk to Seager. A one up and in, one ball and one strike. And Woodruff would love a couple of quick outs now to try to keep that pitch count in this inning under control if he can. One ball and one strike on low. Here's the pitch. And he missed low with a changeup. Two balls and one strike. I was saying that you and I didn't make the trip here in 21 when the team came for that exhibition series. Had a chance to watch it on the television broadcast those 2 days that the Brewers were here before they started up the 21 season at home against the Twins. 2-1. This is hit pretty well out to left center field. Weimer on the run. So is Yelich at the wall. Yelich jumps up. It's gone. Lowe hits his 15th home run of the season. It's a two-run shot just like that. This is a one-run game. 3-2 Brewers. Yelich got back there and tried to measure it up, but it sailed and flew out of here for Lowe. And still nobody out here in the inning. And give some of the credit for that home run to Corey Seager in his 12-pitch battle with Brandon Woodruff that led to the walk. Chris Hook is going to come out for a visit, and this is as much as anything just to give Brandon Woodruff a chance to catch his breath before Garcia gets into the box here. That was such a great at-bat to start up this inning by Seager, and then Lowe goes the other way into left center and sailed it out of here. It didn't get out by a lot, but it got out, and that's all that matters. So a 3-2 ball game. And now here's Garcia, who's 0 for 1. 3 for his last 30 at the plate, but 30 home runs on the season. A very dangerous hitter. Woodruff's first offering to him is inside with a two-seamer, and it's 1-0. Pitch. Missed low, two balls to no strikes. But back to that point, I feel like because of the 20 postseason, because the American, actually the National League, played their postseason here, and then of course the World Series was here. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. And then, of course, the Brewers playing those two exhibition games. I watched a lot of baseball on television in this ballpark at the end of the 20 season and before the 21 season had officially begun. So you feel somewhat familiar with this place. 2-1 is line foul up the first baseline. It's 2-2.
The site of the infamous Cody Bellinger catch in center field. Ooh.
That was the moment of that postseason, besides Brett Phillips.
Yeah.
2 balls and 2 strikes on Garcia. Woodruff brings home the pitch. And a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Elevated a fastball at 96. And it's an ortho ASAP strikeout for Brandon Woodruff. His first of the night. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. So one away now for Mitch Garver. First offering to Garver is a strike on the inside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. Yeah, if you squint, you can still see Brett Phillips running around like an airplane in shallow center field. Here at Globe Life Field, here's the 0-1 pitch. Lined out to left, going back is Canna at the track, and it will sail out of here. Just barely got out of here, and Garver hits the solo home run to tie this game at 3. His 9th of the season. Neither of these home runs got out by a lot, but again, all that matters is that they did. That was a hard hit ball off the bat of Garver. He got a curve ball, and he sent it out of here. So we're all even again here as Jonah Heim comes to the plate. It has been a lengthy inning for Woodruff here in this bottom of the fourth. Tied at three. Still just one out, nobody on. First pitch to Heim is a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. So you had a 12-pitch battle with Seager. Then low homers on the fourth pitch of the inning. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Had a beautiful changeup down and away from Woodruff. And it's 0-2. Garcia struck out. And then Garver homers on the second pitch he saw from Woodruff. So 25 pitches in the inning so far for Woodruff. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled straight back. And it's still 0-2. That actually doesn't seem so bad considering the 12 pitches to Seager. But again, there is only one out in the inning. Woodruff's 0-2 pitch. Popped him up. This one behind the bag at second. About 5 feet onto the outfield grass for Willy Adames to make the catch for out number two. And now here's J.P. Martinez, 27-year-old rookie out of Cuba. Came into tonight with a 5-game hitting streak. He's reached in every game that he's played in his young career. Rangers have been impressed with him so far. First pitch to him is outside of the changeup, and it's 1-0. Eight for 20 in his young career. He's 4-for-8 on this homestand before tonight. Pulls one foul on the ground up the first baseline. And it's 1-1 on Martinez. Josh Smith in the on-deck circle. Martinez taking his time getting back into the box. And now eyes up on Woodruff. And the 1-1 pitch. Hit that one foul off of his foot, and it's 1-2. Well, be in Milwaukee as the Brewers host Juan Soto, Fernando Tatis Jr., and the Padres for 3 games starting next Friday. Series includes Harry Potter night at the opener and a Rowdy Tellez bobblehead giveaway on Saturday. Get your tickets at Brewers.com. Here's the 1-2 to Martinez. Popped him up, foul and out of play. Back our way. And it stays at 1-2. Rangers spoiling a lot of Woodruff's pitches here in this fourth inning. They've made him really work. A couple of home runs in the inning for Texas, and they have battled back to tie this game at 3. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Fastball at 96. He blew it by him. And it's another ortho ASAP strikeout for Woodruff, his second of the night. But the Rangers get 3, and we're tied at 3 as we head to the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The Sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa. Oh,
visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge.
To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
WFHR and WIRI are going to the fair. Come join us at the Civic Media booth during the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. Come meet on-air personalities Melissa, Seth, and James. Have your story recorded at the Truth booth. Be one of the first 10 people to our table and say you heard this ad on the radio and get a pair of WIRI and WFHR t-shirts. The fun's all happening at the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, August 22nd through the 26th. We'll see you fair.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs
and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner?
I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 59. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, highs around 90. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 68. Dry with temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
And in Woodruff, a chance to catch his breath. From the first base side of the rubber, the pitch to Adames, fouled away. Willie's doing his part. Stratton stretches and throws. Popped him up. Shallow right. Garcia is there and makes the catch. Called off Simeon. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the first time for the Brewers offense. Home half of the fifth inning is on the way. It's a 3-3 contest in Arlington on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Attention firearm owners, it's time to turn unused firearms, ammo, and accessories into cash. I'm Dave Dorsey, owner of DeBoss Firearms. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, providing you with a safe, hassle-free solution. Looking to sell other sporting goods? We can help there too. Visit our website at DeBossFirearms.com. Call us at 920-235-5440 or stop by our store located at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Hi, I'm Scott Peck, broker manager here at Addison Jones. So I was voted best real estate agent of Winnebago County in 2021 and 2022. Does that mean I'm the best? Who knows? What it does mean is that I have left a good enough impression on the community for them to vote me best real estate agent of Winnebago County 2 years running. So having the distinction of being voted best real estate agent in Winnebago County has opened up a lot of doors for me, which not only helps me, but it helps you as my client, whether it's lenders, inspectors, even just relationships with other agents. I was born and raised in Oshkosh, and I absolutely love this community within Winnebago County and the Fox Valley. And what I love most about it is giving back and volunteering. I work at Addison Jones for two reasons, belief and opportunity. The belief that I have in them and the belief that they have in me and all of the other agents. The opportunity here is unparalleled. The team at Addison Jones goes above and beyond to make sure that each agent has everything that they need to be the best that they can be.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Coming up for the Texas Rangers, a game tied 3-3. Josh Smith is the hitter, and the first pitch to Smith misses low for ball one. 3 runs on 7 hits for the Brewers. They've stranded 5. 3 runs on 2 hits for Texas. They've stranded just 1. Smith takes a strike. 1-1 the count. The Brewers knocked Heaney out after 3 2/3 of an inning. Woodruff still out there in the fifth. Swing and a miss. Good change up. 1-2. Well, camping, cookouts, family get-togethers. They're in full swing. Summertime in Wisconsin. You can enjoy them all with summer's favorite food, Usinger's Brats. 1-2 fouled back. Whether your gang prefers brats or hot dogs, Usinger's is the name that you look for. Still get to enjoy a little bit of summer. School starting after Labor Day, a couple more weeks. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul held on to by Contreras. Third strikeout for Brandon Woodruff. Ortho ASAP strikeout. Travis Jankowski flied out to left field in his initial plate appearance. Jankowski just 2 for his last 33 at the plate. A lot of speed from the left side and takes strike one at the knees. 96 on the fastball from Woodruff. Monasterio in on the grass at third. Woodruff's 1-strike pitch. Ground ball hit to second base. Terang, easy play. Fields and throws out Jankowski. 2 up, 2 down. Now back to the top of the order, Marcus Semien. A kick off your semester with the Brewers at College Night. It's presented by GE Healthcare. Purchase a special College Night ticket. You'll take home a Marquette, UWM, or University of Wisconsin-Madison themed Brewers cap. Get yours by going to brewers.com. Stretching in the Rangers bullpen. Nobody playing catch as Semien takes a strike. Looks like Aroldis Chapman starting to stretch. Seems a bit early for Aroldis to be getting loose. 0-1, down and away. Ball and a strike on Marcus Semien. awarded the Rangers Heart and Hustle Award before the game today. One player for each team gets that nod from the players' alumni. Down and away, two balls, one strike. Christian Yelich getting the honor this year from the Brewers. Three-three game in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs, nobody on base. Woodruff behind 2-1. The pitch to Semien. Pounced foul, third base side, just past the Brewers dugout. 2-2 on Marcus Semien. Originally in the White Sox organization, traded to the Oakland A's, where he really started to break out. Two-two pitch. Hit foul, spoiled it. Made his debut in 2013, went from Oakland to the Toronto Blue Jays. Massive year there, 45 home runs, finished third in the MVP, and then he's in year two with Texas. Signed a big deal, 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, threw a changeup on the inner part of the plate. And Woodruff with a couple of ortho ASAP strikeouts in a spotless fifth inning. On our way to the sixth, 3-3 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We're back with Name That Line in Kugels. You'd never drop this line in Kugels for a fly ball.
Summer Shandy Bob.
Home run. You named that line in Kugels. Line in Kugels. Flavor of the moment. The Jacob on Kugel Brewing Company. Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Celebrate responsibly 2023.
Miller High Life. Always flavorful, always refreshing, always at the right price. The champagne of beers. Welcome to the High Life. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Is there anything sweeter than the crisp sound of a driver when it connects purely with the ball? Many golfers evaluate the quality of their shot by the sound it makes. You may feel the same about your financial plan. Something doesn't seem, look, or sound right. Think of Annex Wealth Management as financial swing doctors. We'll give you the truly objective analysis that comes from a fee-only fiduciary with no products to push or commissions to chase. If you need help, talk to our pros. Get started at AnnexWealth.com.
Mr. Baseball here. Injured in an accident? Call Hupie and Abraham. Win or it's free, guaranteed. Get every dollar you deserve. The winning team. Hupie and Abraham. Hupie.com.
Still 3-3. Top half of the sixth inning. Andrew Monasterio leads it off for the Brewers. Chris Stratton back out there for another inning of work. Was flawless in the fifth. Pitch to Monasterio's outside, ball one. Sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant tonight is Cindy Stark from Cudahy. Big jackpot tonight. 1-0 pitch is low. Two balls, no strikes. Cindy will win a gift card jackpot of $700 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning. $100 will be added to the total for each additional home run this frame. Visit any participating Woodman's store to enter. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Monasterio with a line drive to left field, but right there is Jankowski for out number one. Stratton has faced five hitters, retired them all. Left-hander starts to play catch in the bullpen. That's Brock Burke, the left-hander, and rather than Joey Weimer hitting, Sal Frelick will pinch hit. So the day done for Weimer, right-hander on the mound. So Frelick gets the at-bat. Burke just started playing catch. So Frelick hits, was on base three times last night in L.A. Base hit, couple of walks, and stole three bases. First pitch to Frelick is a strike. It's the first Brewer to have a three stolen base game since Christian Yelich did it in 2019. 0-1 on Sal, trying to get on. And a fly ball hit in the air to right. Back is Garcia. Still back with room, and he makes the catch. Frelick just missed it. And Garcia with just enough room in front of the notch in deep right center. The second out. Bryce Terang is the hitter. He's been on base twice. Line drive, base hit to left, and a walk. Stratton has done an impeccable job out of this bullpen. Six up, six down so far. First one to Terang, misses outside. Brewers without a hit since that three-run third inning. 1-0 is a strike, caught the corner. One ball, one strike on a changeup. One-one pitch. Looped in the air, foul left side. By the way, it's still 101 degrees outside at 8:45 p.m. Steamboat Arlington.
And you don't get to say it's a dry heat.
No, it's a Dallas gross heat. 1-2 pitch. Terang grounds one through the right side and a base hit. Terang's 2-for-2 and on base for a third time in the game. He extends the inning to Tyrone Taylor. Yeah, usually we could call on Kent Sommerfeld to be the outdoor runner in most environments, if not all. Today he was an indoor runner.
Even he said, enough.
Yeah, uncle. I mean, when we landed last night, well, this morning at 4 o'clock in the morning, it was 89 degrees. That's the low. Taylor takes low. Ball one. It's warm. There's just no way to get around it. And think about if this game were being played, or this weekend series were being played across the street. Throw to first, Terang is back with a dive. Expecting temperatures in the 116 range for Sunday. Yikes. One oh pitch, Terang with a good lead. The delivery is inside. Two balls and no strikes.
It's kind of the reverse of, you know, living in Wisconsin. It takes a lot for a snow day, right? Mm-hmm. For the kids at school, and you hear people in maybe Missouri or something, and they get a little bit of snow and they're canceling school for the day, and you're like, hey. In Wisconsin, we're used to that. It's like the opposite. Growing up in the Midwest, sometimes you'd get out.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
High school and elementary schools and junior highs here in Texas, they're like college campuses now.
Yeah, that's right.
2-0 on Taylor. There goes Terang. Throw down to second base is low, and Bryce Terang steals second. He's in the scoring position. The pitch was called a ball. It's 3-0 on Tyrone Taylor. Every Brewer stolen base, Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. Tyrone Taylor 0-for-2 trying to drive in the go-ahead run in the sixth inning. 3-0 pitch taken for a strike at the knees. Count activated now for Tyrone. Stratton facing his eighth hitter. 3-1 pitch. Fly ball right center. Back Garcia with room. And the inning is over. Base hit and a steal. Man left in scoring position for the Brewers in the sixth. Home half of the inning coming up. 3-3 contest on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, step up to the plate for safety with Apex Safety and Compliance. In addition to their extensive OSHA training catalog, Apex Safety and Compliance offers first aid, CPR, and AED training services taught by instructors who have experience responding to real-world emergencies. Whether you're a small business or a large corporation, Apex Safety and Compliance can support your needs. Along with learning to save a life, you'll earn a 2-year certification through the American Red Cross. Be prepared to make a difference by logging on to apex-safety.com. Apex Safety and Compliance, where safety is always a home run.
Hi, I'm Dave Dorsey, the owner of D-Boss Firearms in Oshkosh. If you're looking for extra cash, bring us your firearms, ammo, and accessories to place in our monthly nationwide auction. Have you inherited firearms that you don't want but don't know what to do with? Bring them to us. As an FFL dealer, we can legally handle and transfer your firearms, and we can even auction off other sporting good items. For more details, visit dbossfirearms.com, call 920-235-5440, or stop by at 609 North Main Street in Oshkosh.
Boat Tussle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Tussle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Boat Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Bottom of the sixth inning at Globe Life Field in Texas. Brandon Woodruff back out there. He's got to deal with Corey Seager right out of the chute. Brewers bullpen is moving. It's like Elvis Peguero starting to play catch. Seager waiting and taking ball one. Seager drew the walk on a 12-pitch at-bat in the fourth. That's what led to the three-run fourth inning, a two-run shot and a solo homer. In the span of three hitters, Seager, a check swing, and a pitch called for a ball. Rangers getting their bullpen moving. Josh Spores, their seventh inning man, is getting loose. A 3-3 contest. Woodruff's pitch is high, and it's 3-0 on Corey Seager. Woodruff at 86 pitches. The most he has thrown in a ball game in his return through 86 over 6 1/3 in his last appearance against the White Sox. 3-0 to Seager. A green light, the check swing, and he went. It's 3-1. A little surprised he was even thinking about taking a swing there. Pitch probably could have been a strike anyway. Woodruff trying to come back in the at-bat. 3-1. Pitch home, swing and a line drive into right center field. It'll get down. Sal Frelick fires it in. Seager on his way to second, and he's in there. Frelick throwing that ball into second base, flat-footed. Took him a little bit of time to get over there, just into the game after pinch hitting for Joey Weimer. Frelick got over there, but his footwork got a little clunky as he was getting behind that baseball. Just could not get behind that throw to get anything on it to try and get Seager. A hustle double for Corey Seager. Now it's low. Hit the two-run homer back in the fourth. And he takes low for ball one. Peguero is ready in the bullpen. Lowe hit his 15th home run back in that fourth. Went the opposite way to left. And he takes a tad low with a changeup, and it's a two-ball, no-strike count. All extra base hits tonight for Texas. Three hits in all, two homers and a double. From the stretch, Woodruff, long look at second. The pitch to Lowe is a strike. Again, coming back with a changeup. 2-1. Heart of the order for Texas. Woodruff at the belt, kicks and throws. And Lowe pops it up. That is a huge first out. Adames into shallow center field. He'll make the catch, and back to second base goes Seager. Well, right now, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin make payments as low as $35 a month per window and $78 per patio door. Visit PellaWI.com for more details. Woodruff wins the battle against Lowe. He won't get Adolis Garcia. It'll be Elvis Peguero coming in and a U.S. Cellular call to the pen. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so cheer first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular built for us. Peguero's coming in. Go-ahead run standing at second base. A 3-3 game on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Talking bacon with Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
We're back here with Fritz Usinger today talking about one of my favorite things, bacon.
Mine too, you.
Usinger's bacon is something special. What makes it so good?
Well, the short answer is the elves.
Is that short in terms of height or length?
The elves are spicing specialists, and it's all about the nose.
I'm quite macrosmatic myself, you know.
I do. Charismatic, too.
So I have a future in spicing?
Absolutely.
Truck drivers, stay busy and find a job with the hometime paychecks and predictability you need at Schneider. Our industry-leading selection of driving jobs means you can get the hometime that suits your schedule, whether that be daily, weekly, monthly, or something in between. New to truck driving? No problem. Schneider helps new drivers earn their CDL with company-paid CDL training and tuition reimbursement options. Don't wait. Find your perfect driving job today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. My friends keep posting photos in their new Toyotas. Summer's almost over, and I've got FOMO.
Well, FOMO no mo, because Toyota's national sales event is on, and it's the perfect time to squeeze out the last of summer in a new Tacoma, Highlander, Camry, and more.
I can't wait to post photos of myself grilling at the park with my new RAV4.
I will meet you there.
Well done, Jan.
Toyota, let's go places. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Dealer inventory may vary. Event ends September 5th.
Brandon Woodruff finished for the night, 5 1/3 innings, really just one inning that got a little bit out of control against Corey Seager in the middle of the lineup. Well, Seager with a double in the inning, the pop-up, and now it's Elvis Peguero with one out, faces Adolis Garcia, who is 0-2 today. Peguero has done an excellent job in terms of stranding inherited runners. 14 inherited, only one has scored. Seager at second, pitch to Garcia is a strike on the inside corner with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Peguero's well-rested. He has not pitched since Saturday of last week, faced just one hitter and got him out. 0-1 pitch. Garcia swings and misses at a slider, and it's nothing in two. Garcia at the plate, Garver on deck. 0-2 pitch. Chopped foul, third base side, went back to the slider. That one was down, and Garcia able to get a piece of it. Spores is ready for the Rangers in their bullpen for the top of the seventh inning, but still work to do in the sixth. Peguero throws, and no chase that time on the slider down and away. One ball and two strikes. Garcia in the middle of a 1 out of 12 at the plate. A kick and the 1-2 pitch from Elvis Peguero. Here it comes. And a line drive into left, a base hit. They're going to send Seager around. Canna's throw goes to second. The Rangers have the lead.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
to love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.